Ken Buck donation to Matt Rosendale could trigger blowback from Trump. By Sean Moran on February 7, 2024. A PAC associated with Representative Ken Buck, RCO, who voted against impeaching DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, could trigger more blowback from Trump. NBC News reported on Tuesday that some of former President Donald Trump's allies and advisors have been stewing over Representative Matt Rosendale's R-mount, likely bid for the Senate to unseat Senator John Tester, D-mount. Many top Republicans have backed entrepreneur and former Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy as Rosendale failed to defeat Tester in the 2018 election cycle, during a time that many other Trump-friendly states such as Florida, Indiana, and North Dakota managed to win their respective elections. A PAC associated with Buck plans to donate to Rosendale. NBC News said that this could engender more blowback from Trump. Buck has decided not to run for re-election, citing his frustration with the Republican Party's adoption of concerns about potential election fraud during the 2020 presidential election. Buck notably also joined with two other House Republicans to vote against the impeachment of Mayorkas, as Republicans try to hold him accountable for the historic migrant crisis unfolding under President Joe Biden. The Colorado Republican was also one of the 25 intransigents who declined to vote for House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan's RO bid for Speaker. Buck most infamously worked with Democrats to push the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, JCPA, a bill that would have funneled billions of dollars from big tech companies to far-left legacy media companies. Buck, coincidentally, received donations from the legacy media's top lobbyists in Washington, D.C. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RVA, said, "I'm just fed up with backstabbers, liars, and grifters. Matt Rosendale cannot be trusted. He turned his back on pro-Trump and only endorsed him recently because Rosendale is planning to run for Senate again after already losing last time in the Senate race against John Tester. I have the same conservative voting record as Matt Rosendale, but he's a grifter. He's not loyal to the people who have supported him like pro-Trump. He walks around with a military-style buzz cut just like John Tester to fool veterans, but Rosendale and Tester never even served in the military, unlike Tim Sheehy, who was a Navy SEAL." Kevin McCarthy spent nearly $500,000 against Rosendale's opponent to help him win his congressional seat, and Rosendale happily took the help. "He's hate, sick, for people to know that. Montana deserves a senator who will fight for them and put America first. That's why I endorse Tim Sheehy for Senate, and unlike Caroline Wren, I'm not making a single penny." Breitbart News reported that Rosendale has also funded House Republicans who have opposed President Donald Trump's 2024 re-election bid, including Reps. Chip Roy, RTX, Ralph Norman, RSC, and Bob Good, RVA. Breitbart News also detailed Rosendale's 2018 comments about deporting illegal aliens. "I don't think it's feasible to say that we're going to Mexico to deport all of the illegal immigrants that are here right now." Juanita Broderick wrote, "One of the anti-Trump Renos who just voted against impeaching Mayorkas is now helping fund Matt Rosendale's Senate campaign. If Reno Ken Buck supports them, they are probably not the best for our party." Alex Brucewitz wrote, "Ken Buck has become a complete and total disgrace. He has let Trump derangement syndrome rot his brain. He is also in negotiations with CNN to become a contributor there. I'm not surprised that he is funding Matt Rosendale's campaign." He added, "Rosendale refused to endorse Trump for nearly a year and also got me canceled from my speaking gig at the Montana GOP convention. Sad." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.